Boom, boom. Welcome to the Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thanks so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Easy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Deuce. I'm good. I'm good in the sense of life and health and wealth, but maybe not wealth so much, but with fantasy, can't say the same. As you know, Lukaku's out. And I actually brought him in specifically for this game week, you know.
So did you buy him just after the game week started?
Yeah, so I bought him because I knew the Norwich game was coming up, and there was a price. I was quite worried about a price increase, and I was worried that he might go up. So Ronaldo was starting to go down in value, so. Right. I was like, and for people who don't know, I didn't have both. And my plan was always to get Lukaku in for the Norwich game. And he was going to be my captain.
For Ronaldo.
Yeah. It was going to be a straight swap. He was going to be my captain. And because, I mean, what better game is there than this one?
Norwich.
And, Norwich, right? And he got hurt. So... it's a bummer now because I've had to move him on. I was debating whether to just keep him in or take the -4. I've decided to go with the -4.
That's an expensive spot to just leave dormant.
Exactly. It's difficult. On top of that, it cripples me for next week. So
yeah.
And you know, with fantasy, like one thing that I did, and I told myself I'll do this season. And I think people listening, this might be good advice, but man, you always want to wait for deadline before those transfers. Because you never know, you know.
It's one of those things, right? Like you said, price hikes. Sometimes I've done early transfers because I know a price hike is coming. And if I miss that sweet spot, I might not even afford him after that 0.1 increase.
Yes.
So in cases like that, 100%. But if you can live with a 0.1, you know, price hike, which you always want to kind of preserve, right? You always want to make sure you have as much money as you can have. But like you said, this is the downside to it.
Yeah, you never know. You just never know what's going to happen. So I got hit there, but we move, man. Do you still have him in your side? I know you had both him
and Ronaldo. And Salah, yeah. But I actually did an early transfer as well. I sold Ronaldo to get Vardy in. And then...
That's a good move. That's a good move.
But then I would have... If I had known, right? Like you said, if it was an early transfer situation, I would have just sold Lukaku instead of selling Ronaldo.
Sure.
And then at least that means I have someone who's going to play and I don't take an unnecessary hit. So I then had to sell Lukaku as a result. And I already had another... injury that came after I made my free transfer for Ronaldo, which was Doucouré. He then got injured, which left my team in a dire situation, you know, because my bench isn't that great.
Mm.
So yeah.
So did you took the -8 or the -4?
I took a -8. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah, I took a -4. And
Would have been a -4 ideally, because I would have done the Ronaldo switch. Maybe I wouldn't have actually, you know, there wouldn't have been a need. I would have just done, sorry, I wouldn't have done the Ronaldo. I would have done maybe the Doucouré switch. I don't know what I would have done, but it is what it is.
I must say the move you made of Ronaldo to Vardy, I actually like that move. Cause I've brought in Vardy as well.
So Vardy for Lukaku now.
Yeah, Vardy for Lukaku. So I've got two. It's so
doesn't
sad.
It suck? You could have just done Ronaldo to Lukaku to Vardy for no price.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's funny because I think a lot of people had plans, right? Like a lot of people who, I don't know when you played your wild card. I think you played it quite early, game week 2, I believe.
Game week 2, yeah.
So. There was also, I played mine game week 4, I believe it was, because I had money stuck in my midfield to get Son out so that I could bring Ronaldo in. But anyway, in game, a lot of people were looking at this Chelsea run and we were all eyeing it like, man, game week 7, Chelsea's fixtures are just money. And they, you know, they still are for the next couple of game weeks. But in that period, we've had Rudiger getting injured. We've had Alonso not playing and being dropped to the bench. Now we've had Lukaku out. You know, it just shows how, man, like, you can have these plans. You just don't know. You just don't know.
The landscape can quickly change.
100%. 100%. Hence, like, that, like, it's always good to just wait, you know, for that deadline. But the price increases. But at the same time, I think I'm willing to lose the 0.1 to make sure my guy will play after getting burnt like this.
So, unless it's a case of you're confident of your next substitution. Let's say it's a defender that you're doing it for.
Yes.
Like I did an early transfer for Cancelo, I believe, last week. And they had Champions League midweek. But I was like, you know, I'm fine if Livramento ends up coming in. But it would have screwed me over because Alonso ended up not playing. And then Livramento came in for Alonso. So then it would have been Marcel to come on with 1 point, which he ended up coming on anyway.
So, in the end. You selfish that. And I've lost my train of thought now.
You're talking about early transfers.
Okay, no, yeah, I know it wasn't to do with that, but it will come back to me regardless. I guess we could get
into it. Was it the Chelsea run? Okay, but
yeah, I think I'd finished my point on the Chelsea run.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was just gonna ask you, like, so now going into this game week, I think a lot of people, I'd be surprised if people are bringing in. Okay, well, so I'd imagine there's certain groups of people, right? I think there's people who have Lukaku who still have a free transfer. This is what I wanted to ask you. So what would you say to those people first? So they haven't made a transfer yet. They have Ronaldo in their team. I mean, no, not Ronaldo. They have Lukaku in their team. What would you do? Yep. Are you going to Vardy? Or are you going to Kane?
No, it has to be Vardy.
Mm.
Kane scored, yes. But also it's against Newcastle, who everyone has scored against. But with Kane, I still need to see more against a well-organized, a better organized team. Who are they playing this week?
West Ham. They're playing West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, West Ham's not the most organized team, but they're also not Newcastle, you know?
True.
So, I want to see that. I would go Vardy. Vardy's tried and tested. He's scored in, what, every game but one, am I right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
every game but two. So he scored
but two, and I think one of them was when they played West Ham, where they were down to 10 men, and the other and game.
The other one is against City.
Yeah. Yeah. So he.
And another important thing about Vardy is actually that even though he scores one goal in most games, he still gets bonus points. Now, that's not like Lukaku. If he scores one goal, he gets 6 points because he's not offering much more.
True.
So I think that's one interesting thing about Vardy. That's valuable about him.
Okay, with you.
Yeah.
Next group of people that I was thinking about that I wanted to ask you is, what about people who perhaps waited out? So they don't have Lukaku, but they maybe have Ronaldo. Do you keep Ronaldo for this run? Because, I mean, it's going to be a tough one. We play Liverpool, and I think it's Spurs after that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And then City, the following game week. What do you say to people who still have Ronaldo?
You know, it's interesting. United usually play as well in these games.
That is true.
So, you know, I can say sell him, which I did. I sold him. But I wouldn't have sold him if I'd known Lukaku was getting injured. I would have kept him. So, yeah, it's a difficult one. Like, for me, actually, another change I actually made was bringing on Kai Havertz into my team. He's the one I got instead of Doucouré, because Doucouré is injured. The reason I got him was because he's most likely to be the one playing striker, because Werner and Lukaku are injured. He came on in place of the injured guys in midweek and scored. playing as the centre forward.
As the nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So against Norwich, you know, I was like, you know, it's a decent differential to have. So
yeah,
and he's a midfielder playing striker, which is always a nice thing.
Yes.
Hoping but if for
you
the
get
best.
The clean sheet. You get the clean sheet.
Get a clean sheet as well. That's right.
Extra goal.
And I can only pray that Alonso plays, because honestly, it's been horrible. It's been horrible.
Amazing.
If he doesn't play against Norwich, he's out. He's my next one, because that's too much money to be just getting zeros for.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, it's not good enough. At least I have Marcel playing Leeds. Leeds without Bamford. We'll see how that goes. If Alonso doesn't play, he'll be my first sub. Dyfe's playing City, so yeah, he can chill.
So who would you bring? So that maybe that's another question now. So for people who do have Alonso, what's the play as far as defenders go for you? Because I mean,
you can stick with Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea still have a good run.
You can stick with Chelsea, yeah. I'm talking Azpilicueta. I'm talking shit. Even next thing I'm playing, you know, what's it called? Chicken and whatever. Something with chicken. Where I get Chilwell and then Alonso starts starting, you know. Because the reason I didn't want Alonso to begin with was because I was like, he'll be getting rotated. But he wasn't getting rotated. So I'm like, hey, man, let me just get this guy.
Yes.
And then he starts getting rotated.
Yeah.
Because initially I wanted Reece James, who's also been in and out because of injury and rotation. And
sure.
I think Azpilicueta is probably, you know, a decent bid.
Yeah, that's who I went with as well. Was just safe. Man, I've been, and you know, on that
point. Oh, do you have Azpilicueta?
I do.
Okay, since when?
I brought him in last week.
Okay.
So my plan was, I was not in a rush to bring Lukaku in. So, and I think last week I was forced into it because I had Rudiger. So my plan was to get Lukaku last week for the Brentford game, and Rudiger got injured, so I had to take him out and I had to bring Azpilicueta in. And now this is the second game week where my hand's being forced by injuries. So I think for the past month, I haven't made a substitution that I was planning. It's actually been pretty tough without the wild card. I wish I'd held onto it because these injuries are killing me. They really are. Another guy I wanted to ask you about who might be a dark horse is Aubameyang. I think when I look at Arsenal's run, right? So they have Villa coming up, then they have Leicester, which is a tough game. But then after that they have Watford. Then it's Liverpool. So maybe for 4 weeks it's a bit of a tough one. But as a differential to Vardy, what do you think about that?
Is Aubameyang listed as a striker or as a mid?
As a striker. He's a striker.
Okay.
And he's 9.9.
So
I think there's some value that he brings to the table.
Personally, I'm against Arsenal assets. Maybe it's a weakness, but I'm just not for them. It's definitely a differential, no question. But I've been burnt too many times. So
fair enough.
So fair I'm enough. Just yeah, I'm just not interested. But what do you think?
You know, I thought about him. I really did. I considered it for some time. Like I thought to myself, like, could he actually be a decent option? I wouldn't be mad if people make that move. I went for Vardy, and the thing that made me go for Vardy was just his numbers actually look insane, and he scored. I mean, he's got the most returns of any striker. But yeah, and another thing that put me off with Aubameyang is it's been a little bit stop start. Oh,
sorry about that. He's still recording, right?
Yeah, I'm still recording. I'm still recording.
Okay. I pressed hang. I hang up by mistake.
Oh, no worries. What's the last thing you heard?
You were talking about Vardy.
Vardy.
Yeah.
This is going to be so weird for the people listening. You asked me what I think about Aubameyang.
Yeah.
So what I looked at is, so game week 4 is when he starts playing 90 minutes, right? So the first three game weeks he played, didn't play the first one, played 29 minutes, played 58 minutes. Then from game week 4 to 8, he has 3 goals. So that's 3 and 4. Which is not bad. You know, it's not the worst return. And I was just thinking, I mean, if I'd got him in game week 4, I think I'd actually be pretty happy with those returns. Because if I was to contrast him with a Lukaku, his form over that same period, and I just want to confirm that now. You know, I mean, Lukaku scored 2 goals from game 4 to 8. Aubameyang has 3. So I just think he's a dark horse. I think his numbers actually look pretty decent. And, you know, sometimes it's always you want to catch these guys before everyone else catches on. So
yeah.
If I was trying to catch up, I don't think it's too bad. Another reason that I don't think it's the worst move is if you look at all the other potential strikers people might be getting. So a Ronaldo, his fixtures are tough. Vardy's fixtures aren't that easy either, because Vardy plays Leeds, and I think I like him against Leeds. But then he plays West Ham after that, you know? So Vardy plays Brentford, which could be a tough game. Arsenal, then he plays Leeds. So, to put a bow on everything I'm saying is that I think for 3 weeks, I don't think Aubameyang's bad. And then from game week 12, he can hop onto Harry Kane. But for me, I'm going to hold on to Vardy until game week 12 and then bring Harry Kane in.
I'm looking at Aubameyang. Right, like you said, so he's scored in 3 home games. Yeah.
Yes.
And
that's a good point. I didn't notice that.
And he's gotten bonus points for those games with 1 goal. And then his next games are Aston Villa at home, which he'll probably score in. Leicester away probably won't. Watford at home probably will. Might even get a brace. Liverpool away, we all know he won't. I mean, he could, who knows? But then Newcastle at home, again, that could be a haul. Man U away, nothing. Everton away, nothing. Southampton at home. So that could be an interesting one.
You don't want to have him past game week 12, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, you'd want him for game week 13 against Newcastle at home.
True.
Oh, you're saying you'd sell him before the Liverpool game?
Yeah, so at that point, okay. So if you could just have a look at Harry Kane's fixtures from game week 12, right? So over that same period, if you look at Kane has Leeds, Burnley, Brentford, Norwich from game week 12 to 15. So I think Aubameyang is not a bad pick for the next 3 weeks. Like, I don't think you have that much to lose. Like, I don't think people are going to, like, maybe Ronaldo will get a return here or there. Maybe Vardy gets a return here or there. I think he could be a strong differential, and then he hop on to Kane.
Yeah.
He could easily match. And on top of that, like, if he does do well, then you're a differential. Now, I can't do this move because my hand was, you know, forced. But for people listening, I think it's a consideration to hop onto him or Vardy. Look, I like Vardy. You just can't ignore it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be mad at it. I'm not saying it's a must-do substitution.
No, it's an interesting point because, you know, if ideally you don't want to be dealing with injuries, right? If you plan it correctly, you could actually do a merry-go-round situation where you have enough money for, you know, a Kane, a Vardy, a Ronaldo for that matter, an Aubameyang, and then or Lukaku if he gets fit, and then you kind of pick and choose who to transfer in. Yeah, you could easily do that
100%.
If you have enough bank.
Yeah,
that could 100%. Be interesting. That could 100%. Be interesting.
Yeah, it could. I think people will take notice, right? Like, I mean, if Aubameyang gets returns against Villa, I think people are going to rush in for him. You know, there'll obviously be some knee-jerking. But also, yeah. it's important to stick to your plan. Like, if he does get returns, like, don't rush for him. Like, if you got a Vardy and he doesn't do well. But I wanted to also say to you, another thing that made me pick Vardy actually has quite a good record against Arsenal.
Yeah, great record.
Yeah. He has a very good record against Arsenal. So that kind of tipped it in his favor. You
could easily captain him that week.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%. If you have balls.
Yeah. He's really good. Man, it's just sad because I think Lukaku is going to easily be our captain for like the next two game weeks.
Who is your captain this week, speaking of which?
Man, good question. I'm actually glad that you asked me that. Right now it's Vardy.
Okay.
I was thinking about Salah, but I checked his record. We're playing at Old Trafford, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have the best run at Old Trafford. I know he scored the last time that he was there, but it's not really a ground where Salah does very well. I was very tempted, but
he had a brace in the FA Cup last year.
That's true. 3-2 fair point. Game. I was looking at the league,
but that game also was more of a cup game. It wasn't a league, because a league game you approach it differently, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
The way we set up was more loose and attacking, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to when we usually meet them in the league.
100%, 100%. So, I mean, Old Trafford, as bad as United are, it's not an easy place to go. So,
and we right do well against big teams.
Hmm?
You know, I already know what strategy we're going for. We're going for the counter-attack, meaning there won't be as much space as you'd expect. So, you know, it might be, like you said, it could be one of those Luke Shaw has him in his pocket type of days.
Yeah, but also now, just to muddy the waters even more, but if you look at those last two goals that he scored in the league, he doesn't need a lot of space, right?
Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah.
That's who right, and we're not exactly very inspiring defensively. I'm thinking, at the moment, I actually have Havertz on.
Okay, not mad at that. Really not
mad. I'm mad at that, actually. Because I'm like, either I'm going to freaking, you know, kill myself here, or... And you know another thing? I don't like early kickoff captains.
Yes, you've told me this.
And I almost didn't captain Salah when that against Watford, but I was like, okay, surely there's exceptions to this rule.
You know, I would have killed you if you did that.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, there's so exceptions. Mad. Yeah.
There's exceptions to this rule. But I typically don't, but I mean, Chelsea and Norwich is difficult to ignore, you know.
100%.
I think I'll probably just do that. Vardy against Brentford obviously is an option. Look, I might change after this because I haven't actually sat down and thought, but it could be an option as well. But Brentford is just, there's just something about them that's just so good,
mm-hmm.
that makes me kind of scared to do it.
Yes.
So I think I'll just go with Havertz and hope for the differential. The
You know, with I'm with you on the Havertz one. I think a lot of us, like, our hands are just forced, right? Because fixtures matter. I don't think you want to captain Ronaldo. You don't want to captain Salah. Kane at West Ham, tricky. Antonio against Spurs, tricky. Like, it's really tough, you know? Lukaku was just the obvious option. So... You going for Havertz? I'm not mad at that.
If with me, if Alonso Vardy was actually, just has the,
go for it.
No, sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say with Vardy, it's not my favorite because I really don't like Brentford are solid, so I'm worried about that. But
if it was anyone else, man, Brentford have just been so good.
Yeah.
I was gonna say if Alonso was guaranteed to play, I would have captained him.
Wouldn't easily. Be bad either.
Easily, because that could be a clean and an assist, you know.
Yeah, I was also thinking about Azpilicueta and just taking the 12 points and calling it a day.
Yeah, it's a real option.
Yeah,
it's a real option.
But then if Vardy gets a brace, I'll be mad at it. Like, it's just... Vardy's on fire and Leicester are looking good. So...
Yeah.
This is one of those high-risk, high-reward kind of weeks. Yeah. So let's see what
people like, I'm just hoping. At least I do have Vardy, so I'll live with it. And then Havertz, you know, I can only hope for the best there.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's see what happens, Deuce. I think we can wrap this up.
All right.
Yeah, guys, get your transfers in.
Get your transfers in. We recorded a little late. Hopefully you get time to just listen and make a decision. But yeah, these are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't,
you can leave them.
You can leave them. There you go. Thank you. Peace.
All right.